but I understand that this SB 48 is particularly insidious because it will probably mandate the changing of the textbooks in the ways the other laws haven't, because it lumps homosexuality, bisexuality, and transgenderism in with benign classifications that we've all come to realize are appropriate for kids to understand the unique contributions of people of different races and ethnicities. But now they're mandating, if you're going to talk about race, ethnicity, or gender, you have to talk about basically what someone does in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know,
well, as I said in a discussion debate on KPBS San Diego, our taxpayer-funded radio, unlike yours, which is privately funded, I debated this, the California Teachers Association president, Dean Vogel, and he refused to recognize that homosexuality is inherently unhealthy, that it is not biologically based. He didn't want to even discuss that, but he says, no, the purpose of SB 48 is to make children understand and respect homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality. And then he said, so that those students will then tell, quote, LGBT students that they're, quote, not abnormal. So he doesn't want to discuss what's normal, what's natural, what's healthy, but then he wants to, on the other hand, say, yeah, let's just brainwash these kids and say, whatever you do that's unhealthy, that's unnatural, that would harm you, that would harm society, that would harm others, let's just say that that's good and natural. You're not abnormal. Let's just pat you on the head. And my argument was that, look, if you want homosexual, bisexual, transsexual role models for kids, there are more than 850 Gay Straight Alliance clubs on California government school campuses. If there's a sexually confused child, he can get a homosexual biography from that club. And by the way, there's also the internet. He can say, hey, there's my role model. It's Harvey Milk, you know, or it's someone else in history.
Right. You don't need
Elton
to be
John, you know, whatever. But now Jerry Brown, the Democrats, Nathan Fletcher, they have decided to force this indoctrination on all students, basically teaching children that homosexuality, bisexuality, cross-dressing, sex change operations are good, natural, and maybe even for them.
You know, it's ironic because